Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Judging from the boxes of tissues on the tables inside Symphony Hall, it seems plenty of emotion and tears were expected at the premiere of The Dream Lives On, a portrait of the Kennedy brothers. Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart has been fantasizing about bringing this composition to life for 10 years. And with the passing of his friend, Senator Edward Kennedy, last August, Lockhart made it a reality. He introduced the finished piece last night.
This piece is not a political statement. It is hard to imagine any good American of any political persuasion finding fault with the noble concepts espoused here. This piece is, rather, a very human vision of what our country can be and should never stop aspiring to be. It is our hope.
But pulling this together was no small task for Lockhart. 8 months ago, he tapped Tony Award-winning librettist Lynn Ahrens to choose quotes from speeches by Edward, Robert, and John Kennedy.
There's such a wealth of words that it's quite a daunting challenge to try and boil down what three Kennedy brothers had to say over the course of their careers to something that works dramatically and emotionally.
But Ahrens didn't go it alone. She collaborated long distance with Hollywood composer and self-admitted Kennedy fanatic Peter Boyer.
Very early on in the process, it seemed to me that there were certain quotes that had to be included. The inaugural was one, and then we choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. I don't know how old I was when I first heard that quote, but I mean, that quote has rung in my ears my whole life.
So together, the composer and the librettist labored to pick and arrange the quotes. Ahrens crafted some poetic but simple language to connect the weighty words, and Boyer wrote sweeping music to carry them along. Then, conductor Keith Lockhart needed narrators.
You're not looking for people to imitate the voices of the Kennedy. We're not looking for a Saturday Night Live sketch of Massachusetts accents or anything like that either, obviously. These words deserve to be read seriously by somebody who really knows how to take words off a page and make them go straight to somebody's heart. So you want great actors.
And Lockhart got them. Cherry Jones introduces and wraps up the piece. Robert De Niro, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman read the immortal lines. At a press conference yesterday, they shared their experiences with and feelings for the Kennedy brothers. De Niro was especially moved.
I get emotional too, son. With the whole family. So the way he's getting emotional. I think that says it. It's hard for me to say anything else.
When composer Peter Boyer stepped up to the mic, he also cried. It's clearly a deeply personal and emotional project for everyone involved. They all feel a great sense of responsibility to get it right, especially since members of the Kennedy family were invited to the premiere.
I'm Ted Kennedy Jr. I'm here backstage at Symphony Hall in Boston, and I'm waiting with great anticipation for this evening's performance.
He told me the concept makes sense to him.
I think the brothers, even though they were all very their own people and achieved things in their own way, they really represented a constellation of ideas that were similar. And so it's kind of fitting that this is, that they're all together again in music.
And Ted Kennedy Jr. said he was prepared to be moved by the words of his uncles and his father.
You know, you never know when emotion is going to hit you.
They were athletes and scholars, practical jokers, sailors and singers with tales to tell. We called them by their nicknames, reveled in their exploits, followed in their footsteps, and mourned as they fell.
Throughout the 15-minute historical journey, there were a lot of wet eyes.
The sea changes, and the light changes, and ships change. We are tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, we are going back from whence we came. Jack, 1917 to 1963.
Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. Bobby, 1925 to 1968.
There were hard hours on our journey, and often we sailed against the wind, but always we kept our rudder true. Ted, 1932 to 2009.
At the end, the whole audience rises for a very long standing ovation. The Kennedy clan, sitting together in the middle of the hall, heads upstairs for a celebratory reception. Joseph Kennedy III had this reaction.
To be honest with you, I can't even say it was just a spectacular performance by De Niro, Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and to see it all put together. Just a tremendously powerful evening.
And when I asked Edward Kennedy Jr. to share his thoughts, he'd only say he wanted the piece to speak for itself. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Yes, we are all Americans. This is what we do. We reach the moon. We scale the heights. I know it. I've seen it. I've lived it, and we can do it again. If we set our compass true, we will reach our destination. The work begins anew. The hope rises again, and the dream lives on.